House Bill 1038, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the responsibility of alcohol licensees that sell alcohol to underage people.
House Bill 1038, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Torno.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I want to say that I am a proud Sioux Falls legislator from Southeast Sioux Falls, and I bring you House Bill 1038 today on behalf of the Department of Revenue. House Bill 1038 is what I would call a mini hog house. Went through local government, had much discussion, and some redrafting that took place, and I think in the end it is a solid collaborative effort between those of us on this side of the aisle and our friends on the other side of the aisle, insofar as it provides for the Department of Revenue to work with alcohol licensees in the state of South Dakota to provide notice annually, first of all, on their website, of those nationally recognized training programs that would allow for training of alcohol licensee employees. And that is those programs that the Department of Revenue recognizes that are approved, that if a licensee has their employees go through these training programs, that they would be qualified for the incentive that is already in statute for employers, that is alcohol licensee employers, who may have employees who sell, unfortunately, to underage persons. And the incentive that is in statute currently provides that if that licensee or employer has their employees go through the training program, that the fine to which they would be subjected would be, in essence, cut in half. This provision, while it initially said that there was going to be no responsibility on behalf of the Department of Revenue to provide notice of these nationally recognized training programs, now, as you can read 1038, as it's been hoghoused, it provides that the Department of Revenue is going to be required to publish those training programs that are in the state at least annually on their website, and then each time a licensee is subject to renewal, they will be provided that same notice or a similar notice at the time of their renewal. It then says that as far as the carrying out of the employees actually getting to the training programs and going through the course, that's going to be the responsibility of the alcohol licensee slash employer. So I think it's a win-win bill, and it's something that to which local government we were in agreement with, and we would ask you to support House Bill 1038. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Torno. Further remarks? Representative Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
State your question, please.
What currently is being done to provide information to those licensees about what programming is available?
Representative Torno, do you wish to answer the question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I understand it, Representative Hunhoff, the Department of Revenue is aware of training programs, and if they're contacted, they will provide that information, but they have not had a central location where they would post the notice of where these training programs or courses were available.
Representative Hunhoff, you have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I guess in consideration, there are several of us that have licenses of one type or another, and it is the responsibility of that license holder to find out what kind of programming or what I need to renew my license. And I think this is an undue burden that we're requiring the Department of Revenue to have to, in the bill, to publish and provide written to each licensee about when that training program is. When you obtain a license, there is requirements, and it's up to that holder of the license to meet those requirements. But why put the burden on the department? In addition, we're adding to the expenses of publishing papers, sending out letters to these people on this. So I'd ask you to, at this time, to defeat the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Any further remarks? Thank you. Representative Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Actually, this requirement was one that the department agreed with in the committee because of a lawsuit a decision that was made in the courts about when an employer wants a fine reduced, saying that they've informed their or they were uninformed about when classes were available for their employees, so that it's more or less a legal defense that the licensees were using, saying they couldn't get the employee through the classes because they didn't know about the classes. So this is something the department was doing anyway. When they have a new licensee, they've been in the practice of sending out notices about the classes, and this was something that they agreed to as a compromise in the work on the bill over about a three-week period.
Thank you.
Clarification.
Thank you very much. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1038. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1038.
All members present have voted.
Thank you. Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 49, nays 20, excused 1.
House Bill 1038, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.